So just take account of, as you read through from Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 19, that this is a rebound prayer.
好，我们今天呢要从但以理书第九章第一节一直念到第十九节。那基本上这一段经文呢，其实就是我们的一个反弹式的祈祷。
He's stating very clearly to God that he has sinned and what the sins are, and even for the sins of Israel. He's naming his sins.
这个是但以理的个人的一个祈祷。
Now what's happened when Daniel says his prayer? He's in Babylon.
当但以理在做这个祈祷的时候，他是在巴比伦。
The people have gone into captivity because of their sins. This is why they're in captivity. This is why they have been exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Captured as slaves. They've gone as slaves into Babylon.
因为呢，他们这一群人都被逮捕，然后关在巴比伦。
So now there's a dilemma here because God has promised to Abraham.And promised to his descendants that there will be a future kingdom for them.
而神呢曾经对他的人民说，将来是会有一个属于他们这一群人的一个王国。
Now remember, our main topic is the angelic conflict.
不要忘记，我们这一期主要要谈的是天使的征战。
And as a subtopic, we were talking about how, as part of the legal context, Satan is trying to prove God that he's a liar, that he's worthless as a judge because he's unrighteous.
而我们也要记得呢，在这个天使的征战中，撒旦就是想要证明，上帝他其实是也是个骗子。
And if he can prove that God is unrighteous, then obviously the trial is thrown out.
而如果他撒旦可以证明上帝他其实是没有资格来当这个审判长的话，他就可以代表他们之前给撒旦跟堕落天使的判决是无效的。
And he only needs to prove that God is dishonest or God is unfaithful one time.To uphold his statement, meaning Satan's statement that God is unrighteous.
而他撒旦只需要证明哈，上帝是不诚实，甚至只要有一次能够证明他是不可信赖的，那撒旦他们就可以脱离他们之前的判决。
And so it's always been Satan's goal to wipe out the Jews.
所以呢，这一直都会是撒旦他的一个目的，就是呢，把犹太人给全部杀光。
Because God has made a lot of promises to the Jews. Some of those promises have been fulfilled. For example, the coming of the Messiah, that's Jesus Christ. But a lot of promises still have yet to be fulfilled.
因为呢，上帝曾经对犹太人给过非常非常多的一些承诺。那这些承诺呢，有一些是的确已经达成了。但是呢，甚至比如说耶稣，像以赛亚。一样的来到人间，但是还是有一些还没有达成的一些承诺。
But at the time of Daniel, the Messiah had not come yet, neither did they have the kingdom, neither did they have the promised land.
而在但以理的时刻呢，这个时间呢，其实弥赛亚耶稣还没有来，然后他们也还没有一个自己的王国。
And it looked like God was, for some people, they would think God is failing on his promises.
所以在那个时代会有一种感觉说上帝他其实是没有办法达成他的承诺了。
The people are being dragged away in slavery from Jerusalem or the land of Israel to this foreign land, to Babylon, that's thousands of miles away.
有很多的犹太人是在以色列被抓去巴比伦当作奴隶。
And there was no sign of the Messiah.
而且完全看不出弥赛亚会来的迹象。
And so,During this time, Daniel is now praying. He's been fasting for a long time. He personally is seeking an answer from God.
而但以理呢，在这个时候已经禁食祷告好长一段时间了，他就一直在寻找上帝。
We're going to see that God is going to answer his prayer and give him this prophecy about the coming Messiah and what's happening in history at that point.
而且我们知道呢，在这个时即将上帝会给但以理一个先知性的一个看见。要让他知道他会写下弥赛亚将要来的一些事情。
And he spent many days in fasting before we get to this passage. Actually, it tells about how he's fasting here.
而且呢，他会等于是在经历了非常多天的一个禁食祷告的状况下，他才写下接下来要有的经句。
And from Daniel 9:1 down to Daniel 9:19, which we'll read now, Daniel is naming his sins and for the sins of Israel, in order that they will be cleansed, they will be forgiven and cleansed of their sins.
而在9章1节到19节呢，正是但以理啊，在跟上帝告罪，同时也为以色列告罪，而这些罪就因为他的告解，使得所有的罪将会被洗清。
And then God will provide an answer by means of the angel Gabriel.
而上帝会经由天使加伯利来把讯息传递给但以理。
Okay, but notice before this fellowship or before there's an answer from God, Daniel is going through the rebound process.
而在这个过程中间呢，开始的时候呢，但以理先会要从他的反弹的这个程序中开始。
Okay, so what we'll do, just to start off the class, we'll read through this passage because it's really quite interesting and very pertinent to rebound.
好，所以我们在今天的课程开始的时候，我们就先来读这一段经句，来感受但以理当时的反弹的一个程序。
Okay, and then we'll name our sins and then we can start the class.
那我们也要先从我们向天父的一个告罪、认罪开始。
Okay, but let's read through the passage first this time.So maybe Serena, you can read through.
好，那我们现在先来读但以理书第九章第一节到十九节。弥地亚族亚哈随鲁的儿子大流士立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定意向主上帝祈祷恳求，我向耶和华我的上帝祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的上帝，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱，我们犯罪作孽行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章，没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们君王首领列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的，因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民并以色列众人，或在近处或在远处，被你赶到各国的人都得罪了你，正如今日一样。主啊，我们和我们的君王首领列祖因得罪了你，就都脸上蒙羞。主，我们的上帝是怜悯饶恕人的，我们却违背了他，也没有听从耶和华从我们上帝的话，没有遵行他借仆人众先知向我们所陈明的律法。以色列众人都犯了你的律法偏行，不听从你的话，因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的诅咒和誓言都请在我们身上，因我们得罪了上帝，他使大灾祸临到我们，成就了警戒我们和审判我们官长的话。原来在普天之下未曾行过像在耶路撒冷所行的，这一切灾祸临到我们身上是照摩西律法上所写的，我们却没有求耶和华我们上帝的恩典，使我们回头离开罪孽，明白你的真理，所以耶和华留意使这灾祸临到我们身上，因为耶和华我们的上帝在他所行的事上都是公义，我们并没有听从他的话。主，我们的上帝啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地，使自己得了名，正如今日一样。我们犯了罪，做了恶。主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山。耶路撒冷和你的子民，因我们的罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽被四围的人羞辱。我们的上帝啊，现在求你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求，为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所， 我的上帝啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地，何称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要迟延。我的上帝啊，因这城和这名都是称你称为你名下的。
Okay, thank you.
We've got about 6 minutes left.
Okay, we've got about 6 minutes left. So what we'll do, we'll name our sins to God the Father, and we'll say the opening prayer, and then we'll close down the Zoom and open up.
好，我们现在呢，开始我们的对神的一个认罪，然后我们要做一个祈祷后，重新再开 Zoom.
Okay, so let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父将这些时间提供给我们。
We give thanks that you are faithful to your word and that you always keep your promises.
感谢天父，你永远都是守着你的承诺。
And we know, just like Daniel, that every time we name our sins to you, we are forgiven our sins.
而且就像但以理一样，每一次让我们对你认罪的时候，都能够得到宽恕。
And that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
而且你让我们能够恢复到公义正义的状态。
In order that we can have fellowship with you.
而且呢，知道我们跟你有的这样的关系。
And maintain our relationship in order that we can fulfill the spiritual life that you've given to us.
而因为有了这样的长期连结的关系，让我们可以进入一个灵性的一个生活。
And we give thanks for this in Christ's name.
我们的所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
We were reading from Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 to 19, which is Daniel's rebound prayer.
在我们刚才一开始的时候呢，我们先念了但以理书第九章一到十九节，这其实是但以理对上帝的一个告罪的一个祈祷。
As you read through it, I hope the Chinese translation was okay, where we see Daniel naming his personal sins and also for the sins of Israel.
我们希望呢，这个中文的翻译啊，就是非常的清楚明了的。那但以理他其实是在这一个祷告中，对天父认他自己个人的罪，也认了国家的罪。
And here is an example of someone who is a great believer, yet still naming their sins.
这件事情告诉我们什么呢？就是即使是一个非常伟大的信徒，他也一样会犯罪。
And when we look through the Old Testament heroes, we have the history of many of these Old Testament heroes, like Abraham and Moses and David, for example.
而在我们看这个旧约的时候呢，最伟大的那几个信徒，亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫。
People like even Job and Elijah.
即使是约伯或者是以利亚。
These people were great believers, but they weren't perfect.
这些都是非常伟大的信徒，但是他们也不完美。
And when I say they were great believers, that's the finished product after many years. These people, they were just normal people. They had to learn and apply the spiritual life, and then they became great believers.
要了解啊，这些人他们其实也都是一般人，是经过非常非常多年的操练之后，他们才成为伟大的信徒。
But even as great believers, they made mistakes and they sinned.
即使是他们成为了伟大的信徒，他一样还是会犯罪。
But you will find, if you look through their stories that the Holy Spirit has recorded in Scripture, you will see rebound prayers from these people.
而从我们的这个旧约新约这样读下来，你可以看得到啊，圣灵写下这些人的记录，就是他们虽然是伟大的信徒，告罪。
For example, in Psalms 32:5, we see the prayer of David. He says, you know, God, I've sinned. He's very clear about that.
就像在诗篇第32章第5节，大卫就很清楚地在跟神告罪。
Yeah, David says, I confessed my sin to you and my iniquity I've not hidden.
诗篇32章第5节，大卫对神说，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。
And then what does God do afterwards? It says, you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
而且呢，他说，我向耶和华认罪。 你就赦免我的罪恶。
Okay, see, David understands the faithfulness of God.
所以大卫是了解上帝的信实。
Okay, and remember, it's not because David was good, but it's because David had believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这不是因为大卫是一个非常非常乖的人，而是他相信耶稣基督。
And remember, as I explained in last Tuesday's class, I think a bit in last Sunday as well, that it was because God can look at the cross and he sees that whether it's David or any other believer, including ourselves, he sees our sins have been punished on the cross.
好，我们在上个礼拜二的课程里面有提到哈，就是每当任何一个信徒，包括伟大的大卫或亚伯拉罕或者是我们，任何一个信徒，当他犯罪的时候，上帝他看着我们犯的罪之后，他因为我们是信徒，他就把他的眼光看着十字架上的耶稣基督，也就是说呢，他就看到了耶稣基督在那当下将我们所有的过去的人跟未来的人所犯的罪，就在耶稣身上，由耶稣代替我们被惩罚。
Okay, now if you missed those lessons, I've got them recorded. I think it was like AC angelic conflict. So AC 18, 19, maybe 20, I explained in those three lessons there.
好，就是如果有没有上到之前的课的同学，可以回去听我们的录音，就是 AC, 就是18, 19跟20几次。
Okay, because we were looking at the legal aspect, how God, as a judge, punished Jesus Christ for our sins, and as a judge, he can forgive us our sins as well.
好，所以我们其实在那时候讲的重点就是呢，其实这整个程序是一个法定的一个观点啊，就是当一个法官，上帝是一个法官的角色的时候，他呢，其实是把我们的罪看在耶稣基督来承担，受苦，为我们受苦受罪。的一个过程。
Now, these are legal processes.
这是一个法定的程序。
They're not emotional processes.
而不是一个情绪的一个程序。
And God wasn't emotional, he wasn't angry, for example, when he was punishing Jesus for our sins.
我们要理解上帝并不是因为他很有情绪的要去处罚耶稣。
Sometimes we see in scripture, for example, we have words like God was angry, we have the wrath of God, was poured out on people.
我们当然有曾经看到过某些经句提到上帝生气、震怒，然后要处罚人。
These are called anthropopathisms, which is how God can reveal to us his attitude, but it's not an emotion.
所以其实在他震怒的情况，也只是上帝要表现他的生气、他的不悦，而不是一个情绪性的一个表现。
Okay, the word here is anthropopathism.
好，这个字是念成 anthropopathism.
And this is the concept that God uses emotion to describe his policy or to describe his attitude towards angels and mankind.
这个字的意思呢，是上帝他用一种比较有情感情绪的一个表现来让他的 policy, 他的政策或者是和他的态度，他的政策跟态度，应该说戏剧性的方法来表现他的政策跟态度。
Because God does not have emotion.
因为上帝其实是没有情绪的。
God is immutable, which means he doesn't change.
上帝他有一个很大的特性是他不会改变的。
Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
就像希伯来书的第13章第8节提到说，耶稣过去、今天跟未来都是一样的。
Okay, an emotion is changing. You know, we have emotions because we're humans and our thinking changes, our attitudes change.
所谓这个情绪，它其实就是人的情绪，就是因为我们会变化。
You know, we get happy, we get sad, we get angry, then we get excited, for example.
好。当我们人类是会快乐、会难过、然后会兴奋，这些都是情绪，都是因为我们在变化中。
If God operated on emotion, he would be the most confused person in the universe.
如果上帝是一个有情绪的一个 上帝的话，那他会变成这世界大概情绪最恐怖、最最起伏最大的一个人。
Yeah, some people have the arrogance to say if they're doing good Christian deeds one day, living the spiritual life, and they say, God is happy with me. And then the next day he's doing bad things and says, God must be very sad with me.
好，比如说，如果一个人他今天他用一种很傲慢的态度说，哇，我今天做得很好，上帝一定是对我非常开心。好，那如果呢第二天他觉得自己犯了罪，他就想说，啊，上帝是对我生气的。
Now there's over 7 billion people in the world, so you know, is God going to be angry with some people and then happy, and then you know, the guy next to him has been a good Christian and then he's a bad Christian? You know, how is God going to be able to control all these emotions towards these 7 billion people?
如果上帝会因为我们做得好或不好而开心或生气的话，那这么七十几亿的人口在这个地球上，每天这么多人都有做得好，做得不好，有犯罪，有不犯罪。那上帝的情绪是不是被我们影响得一塌糊涂
？God would just go crazy. He'd have to admit himself into a mental hospital.
然后上帝呢，他一定会被我们这些人都变惹得变成神经病了，要住到神经病院去了。
But we do see in scripture, for example, it says, like in Genesis chapter 6, it says God regretted creating mankind.
就像那个创世纪第六章说，那上帝一定是后悔创造了人类。
Well, we see at times when the people of Israel as a nation, we just read about this in Daniel chapter 9, they would sin against God, and then the wrath of God would be against them. The anger of God would be against the people of Israel.
就像但以理书第九章刚刚念的啊，也提到就是说他们整个全国都犯了罪，那这样的话上帝一定会非常生气的要处罚他们。
Now God is not really angry with them. You have to understand that he's not emotionally angry.
但是我们要理解上帝并不是带着情绪的要生的生气。
But these people have rejected God's commandments.
而是这些人他们拒绝了上帝的戒律。
And we see that. That's what Daniel was saying in his prayer. You know, we rejected your commandments. We're not following the law. We've rejected learning your word.
就像但以理在这第九章提到，就是说我们拒绝了你的戒律，是我们没有遵守你的法令，是我们没有听从你的话语。
When the people of Israel got taken into captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, they were even sacrificing their children to the God of fire.The Jewish people, many who would be believers perhaps, were sacrificing their very own children to the God of fire.
因为以色列人他们在耶路撒冷，他们拿他们的孩子当作献祭，要来跟神告罪，被这个巴比伦的国王给抓，被变成了奴隶。
Those people were doing everything wrong.
但这些人所做的每一件事都是错的。
And so God was going to discipline them. He was going to punish them.
所以神是要来管教他们，要来处罚他们。
But again, he's not angry, but he's going to discipline them. This is showing his divine attitude towards them, that what they're doing is wrong.
但是呢，他并不是情绪性的生气，他只是需要管教他们，所以他是以他神圣的态度来做管教。
And that's what this word indicates. See, the word anthro is from the Greek word anthropos, which means man.
Anthropology.
Yeah, and oh yeah, you have that anthropology as well. But the Greek word anthropos means man.
好，这个前面的字源呢，就是人类学的前面的字一样，人类。
And the word pathism means emotion.
然后后面这个 pathism 就是所谓的情感情绪。
For example, the word pathos, they normally pronounce pathos, literally means emotion.
这个 pathos 就是所谓的情绪的意思。
We have the word in English pathetic, you might have heard of that, it's, you know, someone who's very miserable.、Maybe.
就像另外有一个字也是 pathetic, 就是有点像觉得他很可怜，好，觉得别人有点算是什么？是怜悯，同情，怜悯。
So between these two words, it really means the expression of human emotion.
但所以这个字其实就在讲的是人类的情绪。
People use anthropopathisms all the time.
我们知道我们人类呢常常会用人类的情绪。
For example, we assign human emotions to animals. Like saying an animal has human emotions. For example, Mickey Mouse. you know, like the cartoon characters. And he's dancing around and he's talking, he's acting like a human.
像我们常常会把一些人的 情绪样子放在一些卡通放在动物身上比如说像那个 Mickey Mouse 米老鼠它被赋予了很多人的一些 情感
In that case we're assigning human emotions to a mouse but mice don't have human emotion
所以其实那是等于是我们把那个米老鼠拟人化但其实老鼠是不会有人的这种情绪的。
And then you have assigning human emotions to God. Actually, God is doing that through the word.
所以呢，其实我们也在把神呢也拟人化，所以我们误以为神是跟我们人一样有同样的这种情绪。
In order that we can understand what God's thinking is in regards to those situations.So when we read in scripture says God is angry, obviously that means that the people he's angry at have done something wrong.
所以当你看圣经里面写说、哦、神在生气其实是代表是我们人知道我们做错了什么所以神生气他其实是把神拟人化了。
And take again for example in Genesis chapter 6 where it says God regretted creating the human race.
就像创世纪第六章说上帝他其实非常后悔造了人。
Now you can all probably imagine a time when you regret doing something, it means you've made a mistake.
你一定可以记得你当我们自己做错什么事的时候我们会觉得很后悔那是代表我们做错了事。
Well, does God make mistakes?
但是神会做错事吗?
Now, God has all of the facts. He can see everything perfectly clearly. He understands everything.
神其实他所有的事证他都可以看得非常的完整清楚
He knew exactly what was going to happen billions of years before it happened
他在几千年前他就知道将会未来要发生的事
And God is in control of history
而上帝是在控制所有的历史的
God does not make mistakes
上帝是不会犯错的
So obviously God is not going to regret making a bad decision. It's not a bad decision, but the people made bad decisions and God is expressing his policy.
所以上帝他是不会犯错的,是人类会犯错。那上帝他只会呢去表达他的政策是政令是什么。
And he's also, at the same time, he's saying, we need to wipe out this generation. And actually, in Genesis chapter 6, he's talking about the Nephilim. That's the half-caste between the angels and the humans. He's going to wipe out all of the Nephilim, the half-caste angel-human types.
所以在那个创世纪第六章讲到说，上帝说他要把所有的那些天使跟人结合所生出来的这些后代全部都给惨灭。
Yeah, and actually we need, as part of the angelic conflict study, to understand clearly what Genesis 6 is all about.
我们在这个所谓天使的征战的学习中要非常了解创世纪第六章到底在讲什么。
Okay, because what was actually happening was, remember there's a promise to Adam and Eve that from their offspring would come the Savior. From their offspring, which means a human would enter into the world as their Savior.
好所以在这个创世纪中其实神是有对亚当和夏娃说将来是会有他们的救赎的人来救他们的。
Okay, but then the angels, the fallen angels are procreating, meaning having sex with the woman, and they're having these half-caste people called the Nephilim.
而堕落的天使呢他们为了要破坏这个计划他们就跟这些人类的后代做了结合生下了半天使半人的这种人叫 Nephilim
Yeah, it's from the Hebrew word Nephil which means fallen so these are the fallen ones
这是在希伯来文里面讲的这个字的意思就是所谓的堕落那一群人
And they're taking over the world
他们呢在那个时代几乎把所有的人类的后代全都污染了所以都不是真的人了
Yeah And so what's going to happen is the human race is going to be wiped out and taken over by the super race of half humans, half angels.
所以也就是说人类的这个后代会因为这种半人半天使的这些后代而只剩下这一种的半人半天使而没有真正的人类了。所以等于整个人类就会消灭了。
In Genesis 6 it says the human race was coming to its end. All flesh was coming to the end.
所以在创世纪这边就讲说，所有的人类就在那个时候就要结束了，人类的后裔就没了。
And if the human race did come to its end, that would mean that God would break his promise about the Messiah.
而如果人类在那样都就全部没了的话，就代表上帝他的承诺是没了。他本来承诺人要有他的救赎会来的这个承诺就不见了。
Okay, but that's another subject for another day.
我们下一次再来谈这一块。
Okay, but now that the Zoom's about to finish, I will stop the Zoom and then have a break for 10 minutes and we'll come back.
好，我们先在休息10分钟，等一下回来。